I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So we are so excited to have this guest with us today, guys. Taylor, be patient with us because I'm about to rattle off all your accolades, girl. So first of all, she's an OG listener of the show. You've been a patron and a member of the Rose Garden since May 2019, y'all. That's when we first jumped to Patreon. So you are a true, true day one, which we just love and are so thankful for.
Yes.
But aside from all that, you are the first Black woman to ever win Big Brother this recent season, Big Brother 24. You're also the first winner ever to also win America's Favorite House Guest, which you were awarded an additional $50,000 for, making you the most, like, you won the most money ever in the history of Big Brother. $800,000, that within itself is historic. You are the only woman on Big Brother 24 to win multiple head of household competitions. Only you and one other female contestant, Jasmine Davis, even won head of household this season. You are the first person to win with an 8-1 jury vote. That's the most votes received of all female winners who went up against a male contestant on a non-celebrity season of Big Brother. You are the winner with the most nominations within a single season. That's 6. And face eviction the most times as any other winner. Also 6. I see why you was talking about resilience in your final speech. Goddamn.
No choice.
And then, on top of all of this, prior to Big Brother, you were casually crowned Miss Michigan USA 2021 and won Miss Congeniality at the Miss USA 2021 pageant. Welcome to the show, y'all, Miss Taylor Hale.
Oh my God, it's crazy. I mean, y'all know I've been around since the beginning, one of the OG patrons, and I remember listening to all the people who have come before me that I was so eager to hear. And now there are people listening in the same way that I listen for other people that are here listening to me. So this is just the fullest circle of all.
Amazing. I love that.
Yeah, so good. And we even saw in our Facebook group how people were riding for you by like week two. They were like, Taylor, in our group, we got to vote. Y'all, we got to vote. Yeah.
One of us is in there, y'all.
Yeah, start we got to vote.
Oh my god! America's Favorite Player vote until maybe halfway through jury or when jury starts. So y'all were rallied up, ready to go from the jump.
It was ready. They didn't even know if they could vote or not.
What is your most proud accolade out of all the ones that we just mentioned? What are you the most proud of?
Oh, I think easily being the first Black woman to win Big Brother. You know, there's all the building blocks that get there. The two HOHs, only woman to have that. There's congeniality beforehand, especially in USA, that's huge. But all of those other accolades were things that happened for me. Being the first Black woman to win Big Brother is something for me and everybody else. So that is something where it feels and is bigger than myself. It shows me truly the impact is not just proving to myself my worth, my value, my dedication, but that all of those things are now breaking the door open for the women who, Black women who I would love to see flood the game after me.
Yeah, That's amazing. And I would imagine after winning Big Brother that your life has changed quite a bit. How are you living now? Where are you? What's your day to day? Are you just relaxing, eating bonbons? Are you putting together this Instagram and TikTok? Like, what are you doing?
Oh, we're talking bonbons. I mean,
no, you don't have bonbons next to you, girl.
Oh, God.
Black women in luxury. I love it. I love it.
Literal bonbons. Yo.
It's a Detroit-based company called Bon Bon Bon. They're little chocolates. This is if you're looking for this. Little plug, sorry, on your podcast, but if you guys want to support minority-run female businesses, check them out. I've eaten a ton of their bonbons. But outside of that, I have been nonstop on planes, trains, automobiles, flying across the country, doing every event possible. You know, we talk about 15 minutes of fame, right?
Right.
And we use it these days to throw it back in people's faces, basically. It's like, oh, you just wanted 15 minutes. You're only here because you want to make money. Are we not all trying to make money?
Hello, right.
I have won $800,000. A good amount of that has gone to taxes now. And some of that is also going to be going to charity. I'm still working on which one I want to partner with. But I want to be smart with this money. And to be smart with this money, I have to put it somewhere and let her sit. And let her grow. Now, if I want to have that chunk of money sit and grow, I got to find something else to make some more money.
Work.
That's true.
I got to work, right?
Yep, 100%.
So I've been between LA, New York, Miami. I'm really working hard to make sure I can get into this entertainment news field and have that be the consistent nature and then let other streams of income come through so I can invest, so I can spoil my mom and my grandma, so I can do it for the charities that I care about. Yes, I'm doing all this to capitalize on my 15 minutes because look at the people that we admire. Look at the Rachel Lindsays. Look at the Tayshas. I want people to say Taylor in the same breath.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. I even see you on the same wavelength as like a Cammy Crawford. Like,
I love you some Cammy.
I love Cammy.
Co-hosting an MTV show or something.
Show. Yeah, it's doing something even more integrative than hosting. Just like, here's on E! News or whatever. I see you like busting through people's houses and being like, was it you? It wasn't? Sit down and tell us why.
Room Raiders. I could do that
one. God, Room Raiders.
Yes, a Room Raiders reboot with Taylor Hale the host. I love this.
You're finally being shady. I couldn't do that in the house. Now I can finally just ruin people's lives.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That would be.
And you have been on Miss USA, you won Miss Congeniality, you are now in the reality TV show world. I would say reality TV like royalty as we're sitting on this 15 minutes of fame right now. Did you always want to be on reality TV, or was it just something you just watched in the background? Like, how did you view reality TV before you were on it?
That's really interesting. So I've been on the Game of Roses podcast. I've talked about this pretty openly, but I've been recruited for a handful of different reality shows before. But I did not, like, I started doing pageants when I was a senior in college. So I'd been watching reality TV for a while. And my pageant dream, it was a dream. My pageant dream came very later in the pageant career from what you would expect. Now, I did not enter a pageant expecting or trying to use that to get into reality TV. But once I entered that space, that's when all the offers started coming. So I was recruited for FBoy Island recruited me, The Bachelor recruited me a couple times. I was recruited for The Amazing Race originally, and I said, I don't know about all that, but what about Big Brother? And that's how I ended up being Big Brother. Now, I never saw myself being on reality TV. I didn't have this ultimate goal. I'm going to do this way, this, and then I'll be on reality TV, and then I'll be a star. No, that didn't make sense to me. Because I had these other achievements, it opened up the door. And when the offer was really good, I just kind of said, yeah, why not?
Nice. So what was your relationship to Big Brother before, since you were, I think you said you were recruited for the show, you hadn't really watched it much before, or where were you at with it?
So I had seen a TikTok. I don't know how familiar you are with Big Brother or anybody listening to this, since it's primarily Bachelor focused, but Big Brother, to really cram it down, it is a game of social power. There are physical competitions intertwined. Ultimately, the person with the most power, head of household, nominates two people to be evicted. The house votes every week on who of those two people will be evicted. So that's a little synopsis on the game. I saw a supercut of Tiffany, who's also from Detroit. She was part of the Lookout, the first all-Black alliance, and the first alliance to make it all intact to the end of the game. They ensure the first Black person ever in the 23-year history at that time of the game would win. So I saw the supercut of her making the plan to get them all to the end. And this happened, it was maybe like in the middle of the season or like the first quarter of the season. It was on TikTok. I said, ooh, Black people conspiring. I'm in. I picked up the season from there. I went back to the beginning of the season. I caught up and I finished out the season in real time.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
I took a break once the cookout made it to Final Six. I was like, I don't want to see the Black people turn on each other anymore.
Oh my God.
I tuned back into the finale. But that was my experience with Big Brother. I said, yay, you did it. Okay, I'm never watching this again. That was a one-time And then in the following year, I won Miss Michigan USA. I won Miss Congeniality at Miss USA. And a couple months after competing at Miss USA, I was still Miss Michigan for a handful of months. That's when I got the email saying, do you want to go on the Amazing Race? And I was like, I don't know about that. I don't want to lose any friends on this worldwide adventure. But I saw Big Brother last year. So we started the recruiting process. I went through all the auditions. And while I was doing the auditions, I binged watched as many seasons as possible. So I could
Okay. Because we talk about that a lot on when we talk about The Bachelor, people going on the show that never watched the show before. I'm like, what are you doing?
You don't have to have a history with the show. But once you sign, do you know, if you read these contracts, y'all, in all of these contracts, I did it when I got recruited for The Bachelor, too. I made it in first or second round. I can't speak to the Big Brother contract, but in the Bachelor that I signed, you literally sign away your civil rights. And that doesn't mean they can do heinous things to you, but you can't vote when you're in these places. That's a civil right that you have that you waive to go into these houses. But
you
if
can't
you like
vote?
No. I couldn't vote in the
what?
Crap, I'm talking about first black woman to win the game. Meanwhile, the things that my ancestors fought for, I'm
told. Right. Yeah. No, November 7th just comes and goes. Like, what?
Yeah. So, but really, imagine, because Big Brother doesn't film during the actual election, but during primaries.
During
primaries.
Yeah. But The Bachelor does film on November 7th. The people that go with the series, they can't fill out an absentee ballot 2 months before going the game.
Oh my god,
that for so many other shows, so that that's information from the outside world that you have, that you know about.
Yeah,
I think one of my favorite stories was during the season 22, they had an all-star season, and of course, you know, the last seven or eight people to get evicted all go to a jury house. One of the members of that jury found a telescope in his jury room. The jury house is like a mega mansion. It's this beautiful place that I've never seen before, but I've been told. So one of the house guests found a telescope in the bedroom and was using the telescope to look at a TV through the neighbor's window. And that's how he was able to find out that Trump got COVID.
Oh my God. Otherwise, he wouldn't have been. You're completely sequestered and cut off from all things.
Yeah. Yes, I was taken 12, they call it kidnapping. I was kidnapped.
they call it kidnapping?
Yeah, I was kidnapped. Because they surprise you with the key. You don't know. They say, pack your bags. You may or may not be flying soon.
Wow.
Sitting by your door, and that's how they surprise you with your key of the house. So once they surprise you, they say, call. So I called my grandma, and then we got my bags and went straight to the airport. They took my phone before I got to the airport. I couldn't listen to music. I couldn't watch movies on the airplane.
Oh,
and then I was sequestered for 12 days before moving into the Big Brother house.
Nope. That would break me right there. I would not be able to. I wouldn't even make it on the show.
Yeah. That sounds scary.
Yeah, that's kidnapping. That's not a nickname. Yeah.
Look, they put tape on that peephole so you can't see into the hallway. You have a code
what?
Name. Don't talk to anybody except for the PAs who drop off breakfast.
Come in and out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you at least get to order that? Or do you just, they give you an egg white omelet? It is what it is.
You get a menu.
So okay. God damn.
They say circle what you want.
Okay.
And then show it to us. And they'll have a PA come down and they'll say, oh, what's your order? And what time do you want your breakfast, lunch, or dinner?
Yeah.
That's the only human contact that you have. Unless, they're doing tests, they'll come to your door with a laptop before the season. Yeah, we're all locked away in that hotel. I was there for 12 days. I was there during July.
Oh
my God.
It's okay. I made, I called it bootleg sangria. I kept my fruit from the morning breakfast that I had.
Yeah.
And they gave us two bottles of mini wine, Sutterholm. And I put that sugar from my coffee, and I stirred it up and put it in the fridge and said, all right, come nighttime, we're going to watch the fireworks from the window and drink
this. Yeah.
Yup. Have a little solo celebration.
Uh-huh.
Lake San Gray had a great time and a strong hangover the next day.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Were you second guessing at all during that time, or were you like, I'm doing this, I'm in?
Oh, I was in, 100%. Because I knew I was not an alternate. They would tell you ahead of time if you are an alternate.
So you were in the house.
If it's COVID, you got to...
Oh, okay.
Or if something else happens, which is what happened to my boyfriend. But yeah, I was locked in. I said, there's nothing that is going to stop me from getting into that house. And I would not go through all the hoops and ladders that I jumped through and climbed to chicken out now.
Yeah, that's true.
You messed up if I'm not going to that house after not seeing the world for 12 days.
Yeah, we doing this.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God. So Big Brother is very similar to The Bachelor in that there's like a huge fandom. There's language to the show. Similar to The Bachelor, I'd say Survivor is another one. Drag Race, like these intense competition shows. There's like a huge, strong like culture to it. Big Brother, for me, is very intimidating to get into. I've only seen one season of the show, and then I watched a whole bunch of clips from your season. But it's so intimidating to get into because it feels like a world, like you got to learn all the language and the lingo, and it's been on air for so long. And like, you know, how can someone dive into this show? Like, if you've never watched it before, like, where should they start? What was kind of your process? I know you binged a bunch.
Yeah. Yes, I did. That is a really good question. I would say, because, you know, they've got old school and new school Big Brother is what they call it. I had to learn and understand the culture because I didn't want to be disrespectful to the fans that love this game so much.
Right.
And I started on Reddit. And I went on the Reddit threads. I typed in pageant to see what they thought about other pageant girls who've been on the show.
Okay,
I typed in showmance, which is a big term in Big Brother, to see what they think about showmances.
Okay.
You know, nobody told me, you're there to be in a showmancer. You're there to be the hot girl. But come on, you're reaching out to a pageant girl. Like, I know the role that you want me to play.
Exactly.
Right. I want to see what my personal strengths are. Yeah. What do these people think about the archetype? And what do they also think about the game that I want to play? And where can I merge that? Like, I was very intentional studying the game before going in because I didn't want to be the bumbling hot girl that seems like she's just there to have a bunch of Instagram followers. So I think learning about the game, you start with Big Brother Reddit. And also, if you want to watch the season, you can start by watching season 23. I think you have to watch season 23 with the cookout, with the first Black person winning the game to watch my season. There's like a part one and part two, season 23, 24. If you want to understand the mechanics of the game and the history of the game, go on Reddit. There are people who will rank what seasons and what order to watch it all in. Watch. And that's where you learn things like the veto. When was that introduced? You can also see dynamics of men and women. You can see the first Black out person ever on reality TV was also on Big Brother. There are a lot of amazing things that happened in this game that I never knew until I dove in.
Okay. That's so interesting.
This
is fascinating. Honestly, just like even researching for this interview with you, we had to like just eat up as much content as possible. And it's like when the veto was introduced, when the HOH competition changed to this, and like so much has evolved from this show. It's if you've been there from the beginning, it's so cool.
The lingo is so different too. Like, and like, they don't call it a challenge, they call it a comp. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And how do I adapt to this? And the content itself, there's so much. Not only do you have about 35 to 40 episodes per season,
right?
3 episodes a week that air on live TV.
God,
you also have live feeds.
It's just
live
feeds.
7 live feeds. If you want to see me eat a bowl of cereal, if you want to see me cry in a bathtub, if you want to see me on the toilet, because yes, we have cameras in the bathroom.
Oh my god!
You can see it all.
Wow. Just see-
I told you I wouldn't make it to the plane ride with no headphone. I'm not doing this. Like, no. Oh my god.
Wow.
Ooh, Taylor. Oh man.
It's like the ultimate reality though, to be filmed all day, every day, like completely sequestered.
And for being honest, that is why I think Big Brother was so appealing to me, because you can't edit that.
Yeah.
You can't edit things down for the show on TV, sure, but the live feeds are there and the clips will circulate. You can't hide that. I'm very grateful that what was being done to me was shown in real time, because you can't manipulate that.
Yeah.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/twoblackgirlsonerose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.